Now that we've moved beyond Memorial Day, are entering the early days of summer, I want to reflect on one of the things that summer brings with it, namely rest. Stay tuned. Hello, friends. Pastor Tim Westermeyer here, senior pastor of St. Philip the Deacon in the western suburbs of Minneapolis. Good to be with you as always. We're taping this the week after Memorial Day, which got me thinking about the fact that we're now sort of in the symbolic summer of season of summer, and therefore a season for many people where things slow down a little bit. There's a little bit more, hopefully for you, a chance for rest. And that got me thinking about rest. Another thing that got me thinking about rest or slowing down is the fact that my wife, I don't think she would mind my sharing this. Many of you here at the church know this, had a little accident a few weeks ago, broke a bone in her foot, needed surgery on it. So she is, whether she wants it or not, getting a little more rest and relaxation learning to be a little more still, let's say. So both because we're after Memorial Day and because of what's happening at my house, I have been sitting with and thinking about this idea of rest, of getting off of the the gerbil mill, whatever it's called. Treadmill. Thank you, Tim. Appreciate that. The treadmill. I don't know. You can check in on this if you want with your comments. I think in our culture, we tend to be a kind of culture that is rush, 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 go, 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 frenetic, frenzied all the time. And I think I do think it's actually sort of hard for us to slow down. It may have been David Brooks in his recent Faith and Life talk, or maybe something else where I heard him, where he was talking about being on a campus of a college and talking to a bunch of students and asking what they do in their free time. And they all got this panicked look on their face like, free time? If there's ever any free time, I'm quick to fill it up with something. And you got the sense there was a real spiritual problem there, that they were so scared of precisely that, of slowing down, of being quiet, of having some open space on their calendar just to be. And so I was thinking about that as it relates to Sabbath, and I'm actually going to go in a slightly different direction, but Sabbath got me chasing after a quote or a paragraph or something by an old author friend of mine, and actually it's someone I studied with when I was at Notre Dame, when he was at Valparaiso, named Gilbert Mylander, a Lutheran ethicist. I couldn't find the quote I was looking for, but in this little volume of sermons of his, which is a little atypical, most of his books are not about sermons, and actually maybe I'll plug another one of his books, which is called The Way That Leads There, Augustinian Reflections on the Christian Life, which is apropos given the fact, and maybe we'll throw a link to this prior episode, that the Pope most recently elected was an Augustinian monk. And so, as I mentioned in that episode, Martin Luther was also an Augustinian monk. Augustine, his shadow looms large over the whole Christian thing. So anyway, there's a book by Mylander that touches on some Augustinian themes. This other book, though, Sermons on the Christian Life, has a little sermon called A Little Sleep. And it touches on, again, this contrast between striving, busyness, active life versus, and there's nothing wrong with those things, by the way. You know, the Christians, we value work and working hard, but it has to be balanced with opportunities periodically to rest and to allow God to refresh us. So in this sermon, I'm not going to read the whole thing, he brings up sort of the thinking of Koheleth, that's the Hebrew name for the author of the book that in English we call Ecclesiastes. I actually just learned this myself. One of the things I love about my work is I get to learn things all the time. Koheleth is a Hebrew word that means the preacher or the speaker in the assembly or the one who assembles the people. And so in Greek, that ends up turning into Ecclesiastes, and we get words like ecclesiastical, which has to do with churches. So anyway, Koheleth is the name given by the author of that book to himself. He calls himself the preacher or Koheleth. So let me just lift up a couple thoughts here that may assist us all in recognizing the importance and significance of resting, of not striving so much, okay? Gil Mylander quotes another author, a guy named Robert Gordas, who's imagining Koheleth, again, the author of Ecclesiastes, as an old man, and his students have come back to him. Okay, so you have to imagine this scene, the author of Ecclesiastes reconnecting with these students who've now grown old. And it says, Koheleth notes that they have paid a high price for success. The shining, carefree countenances of youth, the sparkling eyes brimful with mischief, are gone. In their stead are worn faces, some drawn, others grown puffy with the years, and tired. Unhappy eyes sagging beneath the weight of responsibility. He knows what they have forgotten, that men's schemes and projects, their petty jealousies and labors, their struggles and heartaches are all vanity, and that joy in life is the one divine commandment. Joy in life is the one divine commandment. I love that line. he goes on, and now this is Mylander reflecting on this. He's mentioned something, and he says, summarizing, this or that is the law of striving. This is a word I've used already today. And Koheleth knows it and knows that in one sense it's true. But he knows more. He has seen through that law of striving, seen through it in his own life and those of his students we have pictured returning to visit him. He has seen the toll exacted by this law of striving, the price of pain and anxiety. And he goes on then, this is still Gil Mylander, what is Koheleth's remedy for all this? Give up the law of striving, he says. Receive life as a gift from the hand of God and delight in it. There may be much that cannot be known and much that is evil, but life itself is to be prized. We should learn to receive rather than achieve. And then he goes on to say, that is Koheleth's insight. The joy of life comes only from God, and no amount of striving on our part can get it unless God gives it. One of the things I was reflecting on as I was preparing for this episode was, I don't have the stats for this, and it's probably a little hard to quantify them, but among the most frequent passages or phrases in the Bible are passages like, peace be with you, or do not fear, right? Peace be with you, do not fear. And I wonder sometimes if our striving, if our frenetic activity is born out of the fact that we have not heard clearly those words from a God who loves us, who's saying, rest, relax, be in my presence, be in the presence of someone who is saying to you, you do not need to be afraid. I am with you, and I will give you peace. And so today, my prayer for you is that you can slow down enough to receive those words as the amazing gift that they are. Thanks as always for being with me. Be well, stay in touch, and God bless.